The friends of Allah, the friends of Allah, they are the friends of Allah, the friends of Allah, the friends of Allah, the friends of Allah, they are the friends of Allah, the friends of Allah.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Habiballah Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah Dear viewers of Madi Channel and respected elders, before we begin, the Muballigh of Dawat Islam may always through the tarbiyat of Amiri Ahlus Sunnah Damat Barakatuhu Al-Aliyah has told us that whenever we start, we always give some sort of blessing, fazilat, on why we should send peace and blessings upon the best of creation. Everything has a root, dear viewers of Madi Channel. Indeed, the root of the iman is loving the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The one who sends more peace and blessings upon him, the more love he will have for Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. With our heart, with our love, and with our devotion, together, let's send peace and blessings upon the best of creation. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Welcome, ahla wa sahlan, marhaba, marhaba, marhaba. Once again, to the silsila, the friends of Allah. And in particular today, the topic that we have got today is the sacrifices of the friends of Allah. Viewers of Madi Channel and respected elders. Our beloved Sheikh Ghaus-e-Azam, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alay, I want to start with some of his sacrifices. And it's mentioned in the book of Amiri Ahlus Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhu Al-Aliyah, about the different ibadat, the different worships that Sayyidina Ghaus Pak radiallahu ta'ala anhu would do throughout his entire life. Now it has been reported that he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi completed the Quran every night for 15 years. Dear viewers of Madi Channel, respected elders, if I ask how many times have me and you, don't need to say it to each other, how many times have me and you completed the Holy Quran in our lives? We realize that Sayyidina Ghaus Pak, why was he the ghost of all time? It's because these were his sacrifices. Look at the sacrifices, but look at the thankfulness. How they would do shukr in the court of our Rabb Azza wa Jal. When Ghaus Pak radiallahu ta'ala anhu, because remember, his nafs also attacked him. His nafs also told him not to read. Then listen to how they would sacrifice even more. Even more. How they would fight their nafs and how they would strike with the iron is hot to the nafs and the shaitan. It's mentioned that one night when Sayyidina Ghaus Pak intended on performing worship, and look at his worship, it wasn't normal worship. It would contain finishing the Quran, it would contain nawafil, and then I'm pretty sure it contained other worships as well, other types of ibadat. His nafs exhibited laziness and encouraged him to sleep for a bit and then worship after getting up. Immediately when Ghaus Pak, his nafs was telling him to have some rest and then get up and then read, it's mentioned that he stood on one leg. And when he stood on one leg, he completed the entire recitation of the Holy Quran. Subhanallah, subhanallah. We are so lucky that we are learning the lifestyles of the awliya. And in particular, the one who our Amiri Ahlus Sunnah, Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhu Al-Aliya, who he is connecting us to. It is him, the ghost of all time, the ghost of every time, Sayyidina Ghaus Pak. Look at the sacrifices. Dear viewers of Madi Channel and respected elders, this is a topic in itself. Reciting the Holy Quran, reading namaz properly, and reading the nawafil, the sunnat mu'akkata, the sunnat ghair mu'akkata. Where is our love for Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? You know, every year the blessed month of Rabiul Nushrif comes. Do we even sacrifice time for the Julus? Do we sacrifice for the 12th night? Do we even make this sacrifice? that I am going to every single year whenever we travel on the Ijtimaat of Dawat Islami. Every year on the 12th night throughout the entire world, Dawat Islami holds the grand procession, and every year Dawat Islami holds the Ijtima, the gathering on the 12th special night in which the Prophet Muhammad was born. And then they say, let's make this intention that for every day we will read 313 times, send peace and blessings upon him, Sayyidina Rasulullah. We will sacrifice our time. Are we doing this right now? Recently, the month of Rabiul Awal has just gone. What is the changing, dear viewers of Madhi Channel? What are the sacrifices that me and you have made? Today, let's make a list. Open up the Nek Amal booklet, the booklet that our beautiful Amiri Ahlus Sunnah tells us to every day sit down and read. And when you read and fill it out, this is what you call contemplation. This is what you call now the path to sacrificing. Why? Because this is the way the Sahaba used to do it. These are the sacrifices of the pious. Where are our sacrifices? Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madhi Channel, respected elders, once a ruler hanged an innocent person. This individual who was a ruler, he killed somebody who was innocent. And the mother of that child or that person went to Sayyidina Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and she said, the ruler has unjustly executed my son. For Allah's sake, help me. Subhanallah. At that time, Sayyidina Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he was performing wudu. And having heard this request, after he heard the mother, she came to him and she's asking for help. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi took his blessed staff out. And in his hand, with this grieved mother, he went towards the body. Now when he went towards the dead body, he had his disciples with him, the people who followed him, his murideen. And when they went with him, they witnessed this beautiful spectacle. Another miracle, that when Sayyidina Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz came to the body, he tapped the dead body with his stick. And then he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, said, oh innocent one, if you have really been killed unjustly, meaning it was unfair, you are innocent. He's talking to a dead body. If you are innocent, then bi-iznillah, with the permission of Allah, with the order of Allah, become alive again. Subhanallah. These words were uttered by the blessed saint, by the wali of Allah, and suddenly the dead body stood up and fell at the feet of Sayyidina Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Subhanallah. Why am I mentioning this, dear viewers of Madhi Channel? It is the same. You know, when we talk about sacrifices, dear viewers of Madhi Channel, when we sacrifice, there will always be some kind of inam. There will always be some kind of reward. There will always be some kind of rank that we will attain. The rank of Sayyidina Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz is such that he will tap an individual who is dead and he will say, bi-iznillah, raise. And that individual will raise from the dead. It is the same Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz. This is why I mentioned it, dear viewers of Madhi Channel. It is the same Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz when Sayyidina Ghaus Pak, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, stated in Baghdad Sharif, قَدَمِي هَذِهِ عَلَىٰ رَقَبَتِي كُلِّي وَلِيِّ اللَّهِ, the foot of mine is on the neck of every saint. Sayyidina Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz, in his youth, he would sacrifice his time also and worship at that time in the mountains of Khorasan, miles and miles away from Baghdad. Yet when Ghaus Pak has uttered, قَدَمِي هَذِهِ عَلَىٰ رَقَبَتِي كُلِّي وَلِيِّ اللَّهِ, Sayyidina Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz, in his youth, when he's sacrificing his time, can hear Ghaus Pak miles and miles away. And what does he say? He says, even though it is miles and miles away, proof, بَلْ قَدَمَاكَ عَلَىٰ رَأْسِي وَعَيْنِي, Subhanallah. Rather, when he heard Ghaus Pak say that my foot is on the neck of every wali's, Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz says, rather, O Ghaus Pak, both your blessed feet are also on my head, and both your blessed feet are also on my eyes. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is why Ala Hazrat says, وہ کیا مرتبہ اے غوث ہے بالا تیرا اونچے اونچوں کے سروں سے قدم آلہ تیرا سر بلا کیا کوئی جانے کے ہے کیسا تیرا اولیاء ملتے ہیں آ کے وہ ہے تلوا تیرا. How amazing, O غوث پاک, your status is indeed so exalted. Subhanallah. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. Today, dear viewers of Madhya Channel and respected elders, we learnt about the sacrifices of the awliya. Please, it's a humble request. Join Dawat Islami and sacrifice your time. You know, when you give your time, today we are giving our time for our work, we are giving our time for the dunya. And how do we give our time? We give our best time. Our best time meaning, when you look at time, when you wake up in the morning and you have breakfast, you are ready, you are fresh. Gosh, we give our fresh and ready time towards Dawat Islami. I wish how we can give our time properly in the way of Allah, and not just any time when we're tired, that time when we are 100% ready for the deen of Allah. I do dua, inshallah, that you keep attached to this silsila and keep attached to Madhya Channel and Dawat Islami and sacrifice your time, inshallah, azawajal, for the deen of Allah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The friends of Allah, the friends of Allah, they are the friends of Allah, the friends of Allah, of Allah. The friends of Allah, the friends of Allah, they are the friends of Allah, the friends of Allah, of Allah.